back once again. We are at Trade Talk for NAFB. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Brady Spangenberg joins us now. Now, he is the market director for crop protection with BASF. So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing when it comes to the trends of this last year, 2025.
I think if there was a curveball, it got thrown this last year. Between the weather and the markets and the challenges of getting in and out of the field. So our number one takeaway was those growers that put together a plan program that maximized flexibility and agility, those were the ones that really had success this past year.
What about going into this new year? What are some things that we need to be thinking about?
Well, the lesson from this past year was, you know, if the weather isn't going to allow you to get into a field 30, 40 days in between planting and post-application passes, you need a herbicide program that's going to be complementary and overlapping and is going to offer that residual control to get you through. And so that's the first thing, is looking at your herbicide program to say, is this program ready in case I can't get back in the field 40 days from now? And the second thing is a fungicide plan. We saw southern rust, tar spot, and corn, and then we also saw white mold creep as far south in Nebraska as you know, north of I-80. So the diseases are going to be there again. Mm-hmm. Milder winters means less winter kill, and so we also need to plan for that.
What about, tell me a little bit more what yield challenge is all about.
Yeah, so in tight financial times, one of the first things that people don't do is test.
Right.
They don't try new things, they don't trial, because you know, it's all about the bottom line. So we said, let's take that burden off the grower, the field rep individually, and let's put a big challenge out there. So we put a fungicide yield challenge out there. Over 1,800 growers across 300 retailers participated, and they saw some really promising results from our fungicides versus competition, but also just from, you know, trying to get all the way to the end without one.
And also financing is something that everybody thinks about. As we go into 2026, talk a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things we hate to see people spend money on is interest.
Right.
So if and if you're using money from an operating note, you know, 8-9% interest, that could be up to $5 an acre that's just going to cover the interest cost. So if we can help take that burden off the grower, get them engaged with their retailer early and put together that plan program, that's really where that 0% financing comes to play. So consistency there, same process year over year, one brand, $10,000 minimum, and post-harvest terms. And that's the other thing, is you really want to look at those terms to see, is this going to support me all throughout the season?
So where do they go for more details?
Go to your authorized BASF retailer, talk to your local BASF rep in the area, or you can find us always online, agriculture.basf.us.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Brady, for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All right, in Kansas City, I'm Susan Littlefield.